It's Dale.
Hi, Dale. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you today?
Good. Hang on one quick second.
Sure.
The 16th. At 4:30. 5:30. Okay. Drew. All right, go ahead.
Hey, so the purpose of my call, it looks like you just spoke with one of my colleagues, but you actually clicked in the back of your Local Splash dashboard for a Google Guarantee. Did you do that on purpose, or was that like an accidental click?
Yeah, it might have been, because I was looking around for my password for my dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I might have clicked something by an accident. I'm sorry if I did.
Oh, no, no need to be sorry. It just triggers a call from me. I'm from the Google Guarantee Department, and it is something that could be upgraded on your account if you were looking to take on more qualified leads directly from the Google Guarantee section on Google, and that's why I call out to follow up when somebody clicks on something like that.
No, they've been sending me leads that's out my 50-mile perimeter, which we had to understand, which is on the bottom of my website you guys made for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, whaling and stuff like that, we don't do that. That's mm-hmm. that's way out of our territory. I don't know if they got confused or not on what leads to send me.
Oh, no. We don't get to choose which leads come to you with the program that you currently have with us. That is all the client. The client sees your listing there, and they choose to call you. So if they're calling from outside of your service radius, that's because they feel like you were the best fit for them. We're not capturing leads for that. We're just notifying you when they have clicked on your website or when they've indicated that they want to speak with you directly.
Okay, now, what were you talking about getting a lot more by doing something?
Google Guarantee is a different section on Google. It's at the very top of the page, and it's a pay-per-lead section that Google built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So have you ever experienced anything like through Angie's List or Thumbtack?
No, Home Advisors. Now
Home
Angie's
Advisor,
List.
Yeah.
Yes, they're the biggest ripoffs around.
Yeah. So this is totally different. I understand.
Well, I know Angie, I think Angie took it over, right?
Angie took it over, and guess what else they did? They
what?
Also bought up Kraft Jack.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so they're just it's like they're buying up all the real estate that they can because they keep getting sued, you know?
Yeah. I've had so many calls from different people
mm-hmm.
calling me
uh-huh.
wanting to do my advertising. I said, no, I'm with the Local Splash.
Yes.
And they're doing me right.
You're faithful,
you know, because
to
I
us.
Went through the Home
mm-hmm.
Advisor first, and they ripped me off big time.
Oh.
I told them I would never go back to them. Then they called me again, Angie's List. Oh, well, we do a lot better than Home Advisor. We bought them, and we have them now, and you want to go with us, we'll give you this, that, this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'm pretty much satisfied. And I'm not going to hop around like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, like
I'm
a
going.
Chicken with no head, right, because you don't
yeah.
need to. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and you'll never lose me as a client, never.
Oh, I'm so grateful because you're the type of client that we love. You know, you're faithful and you work hard. You take good care of your clients. You know, Google actually built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services, because with that, what they did is they know everything that you guys have been through with the Angies and Thumbtack
right.
and Porch and House, because those companies are Google's biggest clients. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads, and then they capture the leads and resell them to you. And that's why it's the world's biggest, you know, line
Damn.
Of Yeah, well, you get to say it. I can't.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. I have to be respectful of my competitors.
Yes, man.
And I don't like to
speak
nasty
about
anybody.
Yeah, I am too. With all the fencing contractors out there, mm-hmm. we're all brothers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And we're all family, but I try to
yes.
treat them with respect. But
yes.
you get some of those a-holes out there that want to mm-hmm. just talk
Max.
And cuss and... Well, here's the reason why I'm saying, because I go to a vendor like Stevens Pipe and Steel, and I'll see this other guy lined up in there, and he's
mm-hmm.
screaming at the guys at Stevens
no.
Pipe and Steel, and telling them they got in the wrong order on there, just very...
Disrespectful.
Very, yeah, disrespectful, and so he said a word with me, can you pull up a little bit? I said, dude, there's like 50 acres here. You
mm-hmm.
can park over there, you park over there, I'm staying right here. He goes, well, I'll see about that. I said, well, you go see about that, bud.
Yeah,
I said, I think you're stepping
it.
In the wrong, mm-hmm. stepping in the wrong place, buddy, because I've been coming here for years and you just started out and I'm not having you talk to me like that, bud. You might want to get back from me a little bit before me and you start
scrapping.
I'm telling you, he was cussing
mm-hmm.
me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right in front of my other employees, so I just
no.
didn't like that. That puts
no.
a bad name out for you. I would never cuss at nobody. I would never, ever even talk to him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just must have had a bad day.
Mm. Yeah,
okay,
but still, even with a bad day, you don't get to talk crazy to people, you know?
No,
but regardless of that, this is something that would set you apart from your competitors. If you chose to take advantage of it, this is for the very best of the best. I do have to ask a couple of questions.
Yes.
Do you have business license and insurance for the company?
You know that in Michigan, no fencing company is required a license. They don't have a license.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear. I figured that was the case. So you have the insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, can you pass a background check?
I ain't got a police record in my life.
Well, sometimes people have oopsies, okay?
No, I don't even get tickets. I got a CDL, matter of fact, Class A.
Oh.
And I used to drive semi, and I got a perfect driving record, too. So you can look up me all you want. You won't find nothing.
Okay. That's beautiful. So Google built this section on Google for guys like you, the best of the best, the very most elite. And what they do is they guarantee your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Okay. What I mean by that is if you look on Google and you look up fencing contractor, at the very, very top of the page in the Google guarantee section, it's going to brand and it's going to say Google guarantee and it's going to have fence providers, you know?
Yeah.
And in addition to that, it's going to have your name coming up right there. And those are the Google guaranteed leads. So Google is backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. And what they do right there is they give you guys the best qualified leads. Now, it's very, very inexpensive in your area. I mean, the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background checked and get everything passed. But once you're completely approved, Dale, your cost per lead is only $24 a lead.
Oh, you mean you guys are starting like Home Advisor? You're starting to charge for your leads?
No. We are not charging for anything, and it's not like Home Advisor at all. Google built a pay-per-lead service to trump. So to be better than all the other pay-per-lead services. So all the things that you hate about Angie's, having to chase the client down, no exclusivity, not quality.
Well, here's the problems. I don't mean to cut you off, but here's the problems
worries.
I have with them. They
sure.
would send me leads, and the customer never answered his phone. This is just mm-hmm. periodically what happens.
Right. I know.
Customer don't answer their phone. They never give me no call back. I leave a message.
Right.
And they expect me to pay for that lead. Oh, absolutely not.
Right.
That's where they robbed me. I mean, they got thousands of dollars off me that way.
I heard it. I've heard it. I've been doing this for 8 years. I've been working for Local Splash. I know all about it. I'm telling you, Dale, Google built this service because they know how Angie's List did everybody, and they built this service to trump those other services. So everything that you hate about Angie's, all of that has been made right here. What they've done is instead of them, you know how Angie's would give you a lead, a phone number, and say, here you go, this is a lead. I'm doing air quotes, right? They're saying, this is a lead, and you have to call that person. You have to chase that person down. You never even get to really speak with them. You have to lower your prices so low that you can't even get the lead paid for, right?
Right.
Okay. All those things have been made right. So instead of you chasing the client down, the client calls you directly. When you pick up the phone, you see that it's a Google Guarantee lead, and it says so on your caller ID. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead, and it's a real life human being on the other end of the phone. Okay?
Yeah, but I got to pay for each lead. That's what I
only qualified leads. Only qualified leads. So Google
has qualified leads mean?
Exactly. I'm going to tell you right now. So Google has a special number that they assign to each call tracking system. And when they assign that call tracking number to you, AI is listening. A robot is basically assigned to each call tracking number, and they're listening for those keywords. All the calls are recorded. So if somebody calls you and it's a sales or solicitation call, if they're seeking employment with your company, if they happen to be looking for services that you don't provide that aren't listed on your profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile, you're not charged.
Okay.
You're only charged if the client requests estimate face-to-face, so they request for you to go out and give them estimate face-to-face, so you're face-to-face with the client, or B, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone. Those are the two instances that Google considers that a qualified call. And if the call happened to slip through the cracks for any reason that was unqualified, we simply would dispute it for you with Google and get your money back. Okay?
How much is it per lead?
$24.
Wow.
It doesn't go up or change. Okay? Now, the upfront cost on it is the one-time $250 application fee. The application itself can take a max of 4 to 8 weeks to get processed, so there's no rush. Sometimes it happens sooner. A lot of times it'll happen sooner for companies who already have all the proper documents and get us the information we need right away. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, Google will contact us and they will say, okay, this company is now Google Guarantee approved. We can turn their leads on. When we turn the Google Guarantee leads on, Google requires a minimum monthly budget to start for 13 leads. It's like an escrow account. Have you ever done an escrow account?
No.
Okay. So with an escrow account, you put the money in the account and then the lead cost comes out of that. Okay?
Yeah.
So Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads for an activation budget of $313. And your lead cost of $24 will come directly out of that. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you're only paying for the qualified leads. And the leads will come in at approximately 3 leads a week, but you're in charge of all of it, Dale. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked out for a couple of weeks. You know you're not going to be able to take on any more calls. So you call and you pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign, that's where it stops financially. So if you pause the campaign with $289 in it, that's where the campaign stops. You can pause for as long as you need to. There is no monthly automatic charge. Okay?
Okay.
Then if you want to increase the leads, say you've got a couple of crews going, you need to increase the leads, you've got a lot of things going on. In that case, you can increase the leads. You can have the lead flow go faster. You can get 6 leads a week, 8 leads a week. It's completely up to you. you're in the driver's seat on it, and you only pay for the qualified leads.
Right. But okay. That ain't saying other fencing companies ain't getting the same calls.
Well, they can get the same calls, but they're not getting the same calls from us because we're only representing you. And in your area, for Google Guarantee, there's only one other provider right now. So you would actually be... You would actually be putting yourself into a fantastic position if you chose to take advantage of this because you...
I mean, there's one other person in my area that has this. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying. Only one other person in your area that has this right now.
All right. One other question real quick.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying from the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years I've been with you guys.
Okay.
I've been trying to get in Battle Creek for the longest. That's where I live at.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a ton of Portage in Kalamazoo,
uh-huh.
Mattawan, Lawton,
uh-huh.
But I have not yet got any kind of keywords or anything, which the guy said I was second on the list, which he lied to me on Local Splash and told me that, Dale, it is working in Battle Creek. No, it ain't working in Battle Creek because I said every kind of keyword you could say, and I'm not even in more or the 10 of the best fencers in Battle Creek.
Did they just reset fucking Vici? While I'm on the phone? Oh my God. I'm literally...